May 13, with the younger members of God's family. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Every blessing the Father has provided for those of more mature experience has been provided for children and youth through Jesus Christ. When the Lord sees the youth studying the life and lessons of Christ, he gives his angels charge over them, to keep them in all their ways, as he gave his angels charge over Jesus, his beloved Son. The angels attended Jesus when he lived upon earth, under the guidance of God's Holy Spirit, doing his heavenly Father's will, that he might give a correct sample of character, that he might be an example to children and youth. He desired that in every action of their lives, they should do those things of which God could approve. He knew that every good work, every deed of kindness, every act of obedience to father and mother would be registered in the books of heaven. Those who honor their parents would reap a reward in the fulfillment of the promise that they should live long upon the land which the Lord their God giveth them. Children are to continue in well-doing, praying that through the merits of Jesus, the Lord will give them his grace, his mind, and his beauty of character. God has withheld no blessing that is necessary for shaping the character of children and youth after the divine pattern given them in the youth of Jesus. They are to ask for the graces of his character in simple, trusting faith and in the name of Jesus, just as a son asks a favor of his earthly parent. To your children and youth, you need a new heart. Ask God for this. He says, a new heart also will I give you. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. When you have asked according to his will, doubt not that you will receive, for whatever God has promised he will fulfill. If you come with true contrition of soul, you need not feel that you are at all presumptuous in asking for what God has promised. Presumption is asking for things to gratify selfish inclination, for human enjoyment in earthly things. But when you ask for the spiritual blessings you so much need, in order that you may perfect a character after Christ's likeness, the Lord assures you that you are asking according to a promise that will be verified. Youth's Instructor, August 23, 1894.